Undoubtedly, the most well-known app in terms of dating in India discreetly is Tinder. But today, I'm not going to talk about Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, OkCupid, etc. I will share the review of an app called BetterHalf. Most of my listeners have not heard about it, I'm sure. Not to worry, you can hear about my honest opinion. Definitely not being sponsored by BetterHalf. Here I am, Madhurito Datta Chaudhary, presenting this podcast in Anchor app exclusively for you all. If you're looking to answer this question or whether or not BetterHalf is worth it, or you want to see what other users are saying, then you are right where you are not supposed to be. Met someone genuine over here. Out of thousands of requests on weekly basis, and after rigorous screening process, I shortlisted a prospect who looked relatively decent to me over his photos. After all the failed trials and multiple heartbreaks, it took a toll on my mental health to even accept a request and make a wise decision or maybe initiate a conversation with any random strangers from these apps. But being hopelessly romantic, I didn't have a choice but to swipe right and accept the request of that guy. Probably that was the right decision I have made this year so far. It's been 3-4 months and this stranger, who apparently was in the same state of mind and knowing the fact that we belong to the same college, parked my profile, or rather chose to remove it. Yes, he also belonged to the same college and he is my super senior, whom I have never met before ever in my college. After 3 failed attempts, it showed him the indication yet again, which is of building a connection with me. Ever since, no minute passes by when we do not sigh, wanting to meet each other for the first time. Although we are out there in different countries chasing our dreams, but still here we are trying to make a life of our own. We cannot help but missing each other badly. Ironically, even before meeting in reality. We are a part of everything we do individually because we hold each other close to our hearts. Now, I feel as though the days without you have been stretching so long, it's almost unbearable because in few days' time we will meet each other in person. It feels wrong to see the picturesque islands, ocean, sky and every elements of nature in Maldives and not share the gorgeous moments with you. Multiply the distance between us with infinity and whatever you get is how much I miss you. I feel blessed to have found someone like you, that too from a dating app. So this app deserves a 5-star rating for sure. Albeit, I have uninstalled it long back as my active searching and screening came to an end after talking to you for 5+ hours during the initial period of conversation. Trust me guys, I have tried matrimonial apps too. Those are horrible. No matter where you are, my heart will always point in your direction. And yes, I yearn for the day I see you and share the bond we developed virtually with no filters added. Yes, I always keep saying, you are everything I was not looking for because I lost faith in humanity and this emotion called love. You are assisting me in revival of it. Thanks for handling my mood swings just like my family members and always keeping me charged up with your positive vibes, energetic voice and all the enthusiasm which I don't know from where you get. I promise to keep this relationship my all and make it work despite long distance. And I'm glad that our time apart has cleared my mind of many doubts. I keep afloat because your affection consumes my entirety. I now recommend this app to everyone and advise people to fall in love as it gives out the ultimate high like nothing else. consider this as one of the significant reviews because it's authentic and completely based on real life story. By the end of my extensive review, this site boasts about having some of the best matchmaking success out there. But can they walk the walk? That time will tell. Till then, stay tuned for more podcasts from me. I really can't wait to see him. See you in the next one. Signing off.